Ask any young person, anyone from Brooklyn to Barcelona, which city has the best nightlife? And you'll probably get this response.
Berlin.
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 It's pretty much accepted that Berlin in 2014 is the global mecca for techno and house music. You can thank the reunification for this, because after the wall fell, for this one brief moment in German history, it was a bit like anarchy. The police basically let nonstop, raucous, Saturday to Monday dance parties rage in abandoned buildings. And that in turn made it possible for a new German youth culture to flourish, according to Adriano Zack, a journalist at the newspaper Die Welt.
You shouldn't forget that West Berlin also was quite, it wasn't a prison, but it was a very tiny little island, very special in terms of demographics, provincial in its own way. So both East Berlin and West Berlin, when they were reunited, there suddenly was space. There was air to breathe, and there were obviously new people to meet.
Clubs literally sprang up overnight, some in abandoned electrical power stations, others in former flak bunkers from World War II. The most famous club was actually in a former bank vault. Felix Denk and Sven von Thulen chronicled the scene in their book The Sound of Family, Berlin, Techno, and the Reunification. Denk says American dance music that was popular among gay men and African Americans became the de facto soundtrack for the reunited city.
Most of the dance records came from America back then, first from Chicago, later from Detroit. So it was new for everyone. And that's the interesting thing. You know, the people from the West couldn't say, hey, we've been doing this for 10 years now, and now you come along. So it was new for everyone. It was new ground. And this is what brought people together.
Denk says the new clubs welcomed everyone. And in that sense, it was very similar to New York's dance clubs in the 1980s, but unique in German history.
The interesting thing about the early techno scene is that many very different people came together on the same dance floor and danced to the same music. It was for instance, from East Germany, the kids from East Berlin, there were lots of former football hooligans. There were a lot of post-punks. There were former breakdancers. And they met people like, you know, Kreuzberg squatters, a lot of Schöneberg gay scene, also lots of British soldiers, American expats. So it was kind of a weird mix, kind of didn't really fit together. But yet, with the force of this new music that was new for everyone, it made a very explosive movement.
Ellen Alien, today one of Germany's best-known DJs, was a part of that scene. She says the city's dance clubs provided a setting where youths from East and West could talk to each other about their fears and anxieties around reunification.
I remember I had many talks with my new friends from the East about the parents, how they lost their jobs. They started getting really depressed and whatever. We talked about it. We needed it.
She says people in the Berlin club scene had a goal. They wanted to set an example of tolerance and acceptance from the new German society that was being formed.
It started getting a big movement of young people trying to build up a new Germany, I would say, because the old Germany with the history was really sad. For me and my friends and people around me, I had that feeling, now we create a positive Germany, a positive movement in Germany.
But the music of reunification wasn't just in clubs. East and West German youths also became friends at hip-hop dance competitions.
Greetings, girl, and welcome to my world of phrase and right up to bat.
Hip-hop came to both Germanies in the early 1980s. West Germans learned about it from African-American GIs based in the country. In East Germany, the government actually promoted American hip-hop because they saw it as critical of capitalism. Leonard Schmieding, a researcher at Georgetown University, studies this period.
In the early 1990s, East and West German hip-hoppers met at hip-hop jams, where they had graffiti, where they had also rap and breakdancing. And then they established all these connections from Munich to Dresden or from Heidelberg to Rostock or from other parts of West Germany to Berlin and so on and so forth.
Schmieding says a group of East and West German youths got together and formed the Battle of the Year breakdance competitions shortly after the wall fell, and created teams comprised of kids from both nations.
They would have crews where two of five people came from a city in the East and three of the five came from a city in the West. So you had some alliances there, and people didn't dance East against West, but they kind of collaborated and found together there. And that's been going on for 25 years now, too.
For journalist Adriano Sack, this new music and the ramshackle spaces where it was heard served as a catalyst for German-German youth interactions.
The techno scene back then was a big equalizer. It didn't really matter what your like social or cultural or education background was. It was just about, are you willing to completely 150% jump into the party?
And that, of course, has been a key part of Berlin's ethos ever since. And is today one of the most important factors drawing young people from around the world to the German capital. Michael Scaturo, DW, Berlin. We'll be right back.